Oh, yeah, no, that's okay.
Last one.
Okay, last case, 23-080.
Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you? You live in Milford?
I do.
Good, okay. That's going to be SOP from now. Go ahead, sir, please, your name, restate your name for the record.
Garen Delmonte, Milford Police Department.
Great. Mr. Appellant, okay, proceed.
The issuing authority has denied the appellant his pistol permit application on the grounds of suitability based on a concerning comment he made to a state representative in May of 2018.
Okay. Brief opening statement.
I provided the board with all of the communication that I had with the complainant, as well as I provided the law with regards to records keeping and records destruction, because I felt that this was uncorroborated, and as such, the records should have been destroyed after a year and a 90-day waiting period. I did speak with the city attorney as such, and he did push the issue with the police department. Also, I included the actual police complaint because I feel that there was more information that was representative in that, in which the person that came and investigated basically said the comments were made politically. Obviously, there's more to the whole story, which is why I provided you with all the correspondence, so that you guys can make an appropriate judgment based upon that, and hopefully we can adjudicate this situation, seeing as it's been sticking around for 6 years. So
that's why we're here. Okay.
Yes.
You may proceed.
So in summary, and very briefly, May 2nd, 2018, we received a call, a harassment complaint from this state representative. I'll refer to her as the complainant. In which case the appellant and she were engaged in various conversations, as you see in the packet, which are mostly cordial and politically driven for 99% of the time. I guess on that date, May 2nd, the appellant had questioned the complainant's attempts to secure a seat in the Senate and questioned her alignment with several people that he did not like. Appellant told the complainant, and I quote, "My best friend is a bomb maker. I will blow shit up." The complainant then informed our appellant she would no longer discuss politics with him, and he was warned to have no contact with the complainant by Milford Police detectives. But as you see in the packet there, about 3 weeks later, he sends her another message, basically just to say that he knew the discussion was political, voicing his displeasure on her calling the police. He did that to try to shut me up. I refused to be bullied. Issuing authority was never notified of that extra contact. Ended up putting the complainant's address on the department's extra checks patrol list because she was in fear for her safety, and we also notified the Capitol Police Department up here in Hartford. And I'll touch on the retention. I know he talks about the uncorroborated allegation, but the facts and circumstances were as they were reported. I believe this probably falls under the case investigations, which is a 10-year retention.
Okay. You have any questions of the officer?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. I know we had a private discussion in between, and you know, we have certain agreements within that.
We'll hear about that shortly.
And you know, I guess it's good to be the last case of the day because you have that opportunity.
Right.
But
okay.
I don't have any further.
Any questions by the board? Okay, you're on.
To tell you a little bit about myself, I've been a resident from Milford for about the last 19 years. I work in behavioral health. I run residential programs for mentally ill. I currently have my own business in which I provide brain injury services to people for the state of Connecticut. I have a BA in psychology. I have a master's degree in healthcare administration. I'm also part of a BCBA program, Board Certified Behavior Analyst. My political, I guess, experience goes to, I do a lot of advocacy work. I have a ministry that I'm a part of that at the time, I used to run a TV show called Street Talk, and essentially I advocate for people with brain injuries, rare diseases. I've helped to get like a rare disease advisory council passed. I work with justice issues, I helped to get codified Miller versus Alabama because my experience is working with people with brain injury, and your brain's not fully developed until the age of 26, which Miller versus Alabama has to do with putting people without the opportunity for parole under the age of 18. So I was a large part of getting that codified. I continue to work at the Capitol. As far as people that I involved with, I've interviewed our current governor, as well as lots of different state representatives and senators. I'm currently involved in several different issues with housing. Basically, I'm what you call, for the least among us. So that's what I do as a volunteer. The person that I used to run this with, best friend, unfortunately passed away in December, Father Russ Carmichael, and he's basically a 50-year advocate for justice, and he was part of the prisoners that took over Walpole Prison back in the 70s, and he's a very colorful character, and I think my statement, I guess, was reflective of that to the complainant. The issue that I had at the time had nothing to do with the fact that she was running for Senate. Obviously, you see the correspondence, it was very cordial. Up until the point that I helped out her opponent that was primarying her. And she started to have people come up to me and ask me questions as to why I was supporting this person. I basically said to her at the time that, please stop sending these people my way, including my current state senator, who I was friends with at the time. And my father, unfortunately, passed away, I think, a couple months later, after this whole incident. And I just don't think I was in a good frame of mind. So that was
okay.
Could you clarify a little bit? And I want to give you a chance to kind of reconstitute yourself. So feel free to take the time to kind of pull yourself together if you can. I just wanted to hear from you what you meant by the communication you had with the complainant,
so
and
the
what
officer,
you think about
the
that
the officer
now.
That came to my house, when he approached, I said, come right in. I explained to him at the time, I said, look, I don't have any weapons. You guys can search my house. I give you full permission. I basically told him that the conversation was political in nature. I think if I added the word political in that, it probably would have had a better reference. But I think on either account, it was probably a poor mistake on my end of things. As I said, the person that I worked with was very colorful, and my reference specifically was, why are you causing me like difficulties or trouble? Please stop, but if you want to continue, then politically, we can deal with it on that end.
So it wasn't,
and it's even noted in the report that it wasn't referencing anything specific or threats. I don't believe the complaint was for threats. It was for harassment. Technically, the person who was conducting the harassment was on her end, Had she not, like, responded in that capacity, I don't think anything would have ever gotten to this point. I think the comments that were made after the fact that the police said was after she was, like, looking at, like, the paperwork, which I'm sure she showed it to, like, other people. She, like, accidentally hit a thumbs up. My comment was reflective of that, which is, yeah, it's nice that you're putting a thumbs up, but, you know that you did this, and I feel like the complaint was misconstrued or misrepresented, and that's why I presented you with the full correspondence, which goes back 4+ years.
But what did you mean by reference to a bomb?
Political bomb. So, like I said, the gentleman.
You mean like expose material on her or background material on her that would
cause her to
bombs.
I mean, essentially, she was going to be running against my best friend.
Yeah.
My best friend did win the seat. I helped out her person that was primarying her. The person's our current mayor. So, I offered up to him was to make some contacts for him, and I gave him some, ideas on what he could do to win his primary or to win his nomination.
So again, what did you mean by bomb? Did you mean bombshell material, like information about
I don't think I had a specific.
And what were you going to blow up?
Her campaign, essentially. I didn't have anything specific. I think it was more of a reference that, look, and I say it to her, leave me out of it. I don't want to have anything to do with this. Please stop. And I guess my annoyance was that she had my current state senator come up and ask why I was helping this person out, which, I felt it was very intrusive. We had a close relationship. She had a relationship with her too. You have the references, like, all within that. I don't think I had a specific thing. I think it was more of, I want to be left out of it. I want to be left alone. Please leave me alone. And that's what I was kind of trying to get at. The language was not appropriate. I don't contest that. But, I do take the opportunity, since I do work with a lot of other people, to explain these things. Clearly, I haven't had any kind of incidents since. I thought that this was a record that was destroyed at the time. Clearly, it wasn't. It was brought up.
I've got to ask, did your best friend physically make bombs? So when you said, my best friend is a bomb maker.
Political bombs.
In other words, he's throwing a bombshell at the campaign or something like
that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's exactly.
And he'll blow shit up, meaning.
Right.
Okay. I confess, when I read it, I didn't read it that way at all. I thought, it sounded like, my best friend.
We
all have crazy friends, makes bombs.
Yeah, we do. We do. Russ was probably a little bit more colorful than anybody that you'll ever meet. He was organized crime from the 1960s. He used to be a bank robber and kind of went into the light and became a street priest and worked 50 years in justice issues.
Did your the person that you made the comment to, did she come back to you and ask for some kind of clarification, or did she go right to the police with this?
No, she went right to the police. And she just gave her those specific screenshots. Didn't mention that, this was like a long-term relationship. We worked on several different, issues together. You can see the comments that she's, says towards me. We were close up until the point that, she felt that I did her wrong.
Mm-hmm.
By helping out her opponent, and I still go over because the Capitol's right across the street, obviously. You live off of your reputation. I have a good reputation as an advocate. I've gotten a lot of things successfully done. I challenge, like, the Department of Social Services all the time on a multitude of things. You know, my job in life is, like I said, it's the least among us. I have a lot of different issues that I continue to work on. This whole incident was kind of somewhat of a hit towards some people as far as my reputation goes. I think she knew that. I think that's why she did this. Her comments off the record to a friend of mine after the fact were essentially, because she is a gun owner, I don't have any guns. She said, you know, if he came to my house, I have my gun right here. So, you know, it kind of goes both ways with respect to that. She's not a person that is living in this area. She moved like a couple of years after she lost her election. You know, my friend Stowe, our state senator for our district, I could have asked him to come up here. I didn't, because I don't think that that's fair to anybody else's reputation to have to like deal with this set of circumstances. So it's kind of an ugly situation that clearly I wish never happened. As far as the gun ownership goes, I took my training, I looked at the forms back in 2013. I filed for my permit during the pandemic because I know how difficult it is to get a gun permit because of some of the changes in law, so I figured it would take a long period of time to go down this route. My wife filed at the same time she got her gun permit a couple of years ago. To be honest with you, I'm not even sure whether I want a gun or not, but I wanted to have the opportunity of having the permit. And if I chose to at a later point in time, then that's my decision. But the way that the laws are written, you know, they're restrictive in Connecticut, and I understand that, and I understand this process, and I'm appreciative of the fact of, you know, the conversations that I've had with Milford Police Department over this. I know, like I said, we disagree with some of it. You know, I'm sure I probably want to go have a conversation with the chief after this is completed, you know, because I know one of the reasons that this was being hung on to is because it comes before you guys. And so my hope is that this would clarify that. My issue from a personal standpoint is if I had been arrested, this more than likely would have been dismissed, and this wouldn't be in front of you guys. If I had been convicted, then I would have had to have waited 3 years, and I could have asked for a pardon. And again, as per like what you guys saw with the other gentleman, once you receive a pardon, it's clear. But because this was not adjudicated in any fashion, it's really up to the decision of the police department, and they can hold on to these things for 10 years. Personally, I don't think that that's particularly fair if you don't arrest somebody and give them the opportunity to be able to present evidence or other things along those lines. So me personally, this is not the end of the road for me. I've already spoken to the head of the Judiciary Committee, and I'm gonna be following up on this because I don't think 10 years is an appropriate time when somebody doesn't have an opportunity to be able to defend themselves, aside from somebody coming into your house at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, I have to say, since the time I've been on this board, you're the first person I've had on here who said I wish they'd rather wish they'd arrested me than leave me alone.
Well, I don't wish they arrested me, but I think my point is that it would have been adjudicated in one capacity or another. And I guess I look at it from a fairness perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, you know, to keep this on record for 10 years is not fair.
I'm going to ask you an unfair question. I will admit right off the bat it's unfair. From what he said today, does that change your opinion as to what he actually meant by that statement?
I understand where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we could all agree that it should have just been handled differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that statement escalated beyond politics to what was interpreted to be a statement of violence, and caused some obvious fear and trepidation in the part of our complainant. You actually mentioned that if you had come to our house, this, I know, I shouldn't even touch this, threw off the record. But,
you cannot touch it then.
That she has her gun right here. Now, to me, that speaks to fear. So that if she were to see you, she was afraid. That's just my assumption based on that.
I think that would probably be a fair statement if she just didn't say that to a friend of mine to have that like set back to like me. So
all right, we don't need to litigate
the whole thing. It's all hearsay.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine.
Yeah. But I do have something. In the issuing authority's questionnaire, it says no direct threat was made other than a statement and he wasn't arrested. So no one, I don't know, at the time, did the Milford Police Department take it as a threat?
I couldn't say that. I wasn't the investigating officer.
I just wonder why no one was arrested if you had taken it as a threat.
Any other questions or comments by anybody?
No, sir.
Okay, you can make a brief close. I think we've heard what you have to say.
I've heard enough from me.
Okay. Comments by the board. Anybody? Well, I'll make a comment. As I said earlier, I took the statement as a threat when I read it, but hearing your explanation and given the context of the relationship and the political side of it, you've convinced me.
I guess I feel compelled to make a comment now too. I read it as a threat, but I also understood that the police department didn't consider it a threat because there was no arrest. And so what you had access to was the records of the complaint from the complainant only. So that's going to inform my vote.
Any other comments? Okay, we'll go to a vote. Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
And the board, the chairman votes appellant. So
thank you.
Good luck
much
to you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.